H.P. Lovecraft's short story, The Beast in the Cave, is set in Mammoth Cave. The plot involves a man on a tour of the caves who separates from his guide and becomes lost. His torch finally expires, leaving him hopeless of finding any way out alone in the pitch dark. He then hears strange sounding footsteps approaching. Thinking it's a lost mountain lion, he desperately throws a stone at the source of the sound. The beast is hit, crumbles on the floor, and the guide eventually finds a protagonist, and together they examine the fallen creature with the guide's torchlight, and the creature mutters its last breath, reveals its face, and they discover it's a pale, deformed human who actually had lived in the caves, you know, for years. Located in central Kentucky and covering well over 52,000 acres, the Mammoth Caves was established as a national park in 1941 and as a World Heritage Site in 1981. With a staggering 400 miles of surveyed passageways, Mammoth Cave is by far the world's longest known cave system, and that's over twice as long as the second longest cave system in Mexico. Several sets of Native American remains have also been recovered from the Mammoth Cave. Many of these mummified remains indicate intentional pre-Columbian funerary practice. And another fascinating discovery was the remains of cane torches used by Native Americans. Could there have been civilizations that actually took refuge deep inside these massive caverns? Is there more to Lovecraft's fictional story of subterranean troglodytes than just fiction? Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations inside of vast cavern cities within the bowels of the earth. Mythologies throughout the world describe numerous entrances into these fabled kingdoms, inner kingdoms, inside of the hollow caverns, inside of the earth. How could life survive underground? Are there any known sources of sustenance available that could provide for a large human population? And where are the entrances to inner earth? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist. I'm exploring these questions and attempting to unlock their riddles, most of which have totally eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. So I hope you'll join me in exploring the mysteries of inner earth.